This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furchtgott-Roth, who's a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and directs their Center for Employment Policy. She served as chief economist for the Department of Labor in the administration of George W. Bush, as well as chief of staff of his Council of Economic Advisors. She's also a contributing editor at RealClearMarkets.com. We want to get her thoughts on the latest employment numbers, showing an unemployment rate now north of 10% at 10.2%, following the report at the end of October in which 193,000 additional jobs were lost. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on your show.
Most experts, liberal, conservative, expected that eventually we'd get to this 10% mark. And now that we're here, what's your diagnosis on the illness or health of our job situation?
Well, it's certainly very disappointing that the unemployment rate has hit 10.2%, especially with the $787 billion stimulus package that was supposed to stop the unemployment rate rising above 8%. And it's even scarier when you look at some different components of the unemployment rate. The adult male unemployment rate is 10.7%. The African-American unemployment rate is 15.7%. The teenage unemployment rate is almost at 28%. And these unemployed have been unemployed for a long period of time. 56% have been unemployed over 15 weeks, and 36% have been unemployed for over 6 months, and that's a very high percentage of the unemployed who've been unemployed for such a long time.
Diana, some were wondering today why, since we got the lowest number of job losses in a long time, that the overall jobless rate jumped by 0.4%. Some who are on defending the president say, well, the job situation's getting better, so more people are entering the market again, yet they haven't found work yet. Is that accurate?
It's not accurate because the labor force participation rate actually went down. It was 65.2% in September and 65.1% in October. So we can't really say that more people are entering the labor market. The data definitely do not show that. In the administration's defense, there are two different surveys used to calculate unemployment. The payroll jobs lost comes from a survey of 400,000 firms when they ask about hiring. The unemployment survey that gives the unemployment rate of 10.2% comes from the survey of households where they call 60,000 households and ask who is working. So they're two different surveys, and they don't always give the same results. But in the household survey, it showed even more jobs lost, 589,000, and a higher unemployment rate. The administration can say in its defense that the establishment survey, the payroll survey that surveys firms, is more accurate because there are 400,000 firms surveyed and only 60,000 households surveyed. Also, that survey is checked for accuracy. It's benchmarked. But still, this is, however way we look at it, 190,000 jobs lost is no good news.
Diana, in terms of where we stand economically, the president has said over the past few months that the work of his administration, the stimulus package, and other moves have pulled us back from the brink of economic calamity. And so while we haven't seen jobs catch up with the rest of the economy yet, things are headed in the right direction. Your analysis?
Well, I think that the reverse is true. You see that countries with smaller stimuluses, such as France and Germany, have recovered faster than we have. The answer is that stimulus doesn't come for free. $787 billion is a lot of money. All the TARP money, trillions of dollars spent. People are worried about how it's going to be paid for in the future. So already the administration has announced it's going to do nothing to stop the top tax rate going up to 39.6 on January 1st, 2011. The House Democrats want to raise the top tax rate even further to 45% to pay for health care. Then there's the cap-and-trade energy tax coming down the pike. That'll be another $824 billion, and the price of all energy is going to go up. With that kind of environment, it's not surprising that businesses aren't creating jobs. It's not surprising that there's more job creation offshore than there is here in the United States.
Diana, just last week at about this time, the White House pointed out that according to its calculations, 650,000 jobs have been directly created or saved as a result of the stimulus, and indirectly another 350,000 jobs were created or saved by the stimulus. How good is that math?
No one has ever looked at jobs created or saved before. It's a meaningless concept because we don't really know whether a particular job would have been saved, whether it would have been created. And it's meaningless because what we need to do is look at the aggregate. We have 15.7 million Americans looking for jobs. To just focus on these tiny little, you know, yes, but we created these, it doesn't solve the larger problem, which is how are we going to get these 15.7 Americans back to work? The administration, rather than focusing on bills that cause more unemployment, like an energy tax hike, where we do to ourselves what OPEC did to us in the 1970s by raising oil prices, rather than focusing on expensive health reform that would raise taxes on our most productive businesses, the administration should be saying, look, we're concerned about jobs. We're not going to raise taxes at all. We're not going to raise income taxes, estate taxes, capital gains taxes. Plus, we're going to give a payroll tax cut to all employers. Payroll taxes are paid by employers and workers alike. So employers would benefit, workers would have more money to spend in their pockets. That's the kind of stimulus we need.
Do you get the sense, Diana, that employers are turning the corner, that there may be a point where they're looking to hire sooner rather than later? What conditions are they looking for?
Actually, there is a positive sign in the employment report. Buried in the number, the payroll jobs data, there is a number on temporary help services. And that gained 33,700 jobs this last month. That's the biggest gain in a very long time. So that's an indication that employers are willing to hire, but they're not so confident that they're hiring permanent workers. They're just hiring temporary workers right now. And temporary help services is always the first thing that picks up. So what we have to do is hope that, first of all, employers are going to continue to increase in confidence. Second, that this confidence is going to translate into hiring large numbers of permanent workers, and not just small numbers of temporary workers.
And do you believe that the plans of employers, whether they take on some new temporary workers and maybe eventually some full-time workers, will be impacted by these debates on energy and health care? Are employers waiting to see how those work out?
Definitely. You saw how stock markets rose last Wednesday, the day after the Republicans took the Virginia and New Jersey governorships. So you might ask, why is that related to the economy? Because that makes moderate Democrats more wary about voting for these big spending bills and big tax hike bills. That in itself could very well make the difference in our economy. If over the next 2 months, Congress looks like it's going to set aside this massive health care bill, if it's going to set aside the energy tax, it's going to set aside the Employee Free Choice Act, which would make it easier for unions to intimidate workers by taking away the right to the secret ballot. If Congress basically puts itself on a better path, the path that President Obama promised us in his campaign. Do you remember the candidate Obama who said he was going to cut spending, who said he wasn't going to raise taxes, who said he was going to take a pen and mark out any earmarks? That's the President Obama we want. The one who campaigned as a candidate on those promises of fiscal responsibility.
Diana, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, as always, for helping us understand the numbers.
Thanks very much for having me on your show. It's a great privilege.
Thank you so much. Diana Furchtscott-Roth is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where she's director of the Center for Employment Policy. She's a former chief economist for the Department of Labor in the administration of George W. Bush. She was also the chief of staff of Bush's Council of Economic Advisors, and she's a contributing editor at RealClearMarkets.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.